by popular demand. It's Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. And we say good evening to Sluggy. Sluggy Dan, welcome back to VOB 92.9 FM.
Bang, 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 bang. Manners and respect, manners and respect. This is your boy, Sluggy Dan. Thanks for having me. Thanks for requesting the show. Thanks for all the love. My people out there in Beard, St. George, Ronnie, that always call the name. Our people in Gaw Hill. Our people in St. Thomas, everyone in VOB country, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for requesting me. Really, really appreciate it. We are back. This is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, presented by BIM Got Talent. You know, my young people got the social media now completely dominated. You know, the views are crazy. So it's great that we can also have the support from traditional media. Today I have my brethren, Adrian Green, and you're going to be seeing him a lot with me. Adrian and I are doing a lot of things together behind the scenes, of course. And Adrian and I share similar interests to see the art form and the culture push forward and to see fairness and honesty. And the reason why I love him, because, you know, like Ronnie, he's a firecracker too, you know, when he need to be, you know, and a deep knowledge of history as well. So that's why I want to thank Adrian a whole lot for coming on. Of course, I have today for the launch as well, the absolute legend, one of the greatest ever, in David Kidsite Pigott. So thanks a lot, Kidsite. And Kidsite, I'm not saying you're a microphone icon, so you know for sure you're going to speak, Kidsite. You're not going to be able to talk. I'm not seeing an icon for microphone for you. So you might got to check that or call 434-1790, because Kidsite, we need to speak to you today. And to start the show, though, Ronnie, Adrian, Kidsite, I want to beg you all for 5 minutes, please, before we really get into it. Because I have a young lady here who mom impressed me. She's, I think I could say this, you know, have some disabilities, and despite the disabilities she have, she still managed to open her own business and employing young persons. And for me, that is extremely commendable, and I love her for doing that. So I said today, before I start my show, you know, it's written in my ring, but before I start my show, I have to give her 5 minutes to speak about herself, talk about the young people she employ, and talk about her business and how she managed to get it off the ground. You understand? No, VOB country, no one can bear me. I want to know how much I love children. I want to know how much I love young people with VOB. So, you know, anytime a disabled person employing young people, you hear me too? Not a rich person, not one of these big business people, not able-bodied person, a disabled person in the community decided to open a business and employ young person. So I must give her my time first. So I want to say a welcome. I want to say a welcome, Miss Katrina Reese. And I surrender and dedicate this first 5 minutes to you. And I want to thank you for coming. And first of all, let me thank you for what you are doing. And I really, really appreciate you coming on the show. Good evening, ma'am. Thanks for coming to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme and blessing our launch.
Good night. Good evening, everybody. Good evening specifically to Sluggy. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity, Sluggy. It's a great opportunity to be on the air again. Yes, just a little bit about myself. Yes, I am disabled. Proud to be with that. You know, we will say we are differently abled. We have talents in all different forms. The idea of the business first is called Just Believe Beauty Salon. It's actually a social entrepreneurial venture. Just let me give you a little history of myself. At the age of 7, I suffered a brain aneurysm. And it happened on my right side, which has affected my left. So I have limited functionality of my left side, and I walk with a limp. Went through tough challenges at secondary school specifically, you know, being teased a lot. But that didn't stop me. You know, I was able to further my education at BCC and UE and stuff. Fortunately, now I am married. I have a 3-year-old daughter. And, you know, God has a way of doing things. God gave me a daughter that has a lot of hair. And my question was, how am I going to comb this young lady's hair with my disability? But, you know, God has a plan and everything. God placed in my life a teenager who loves hair, who loves children. This young lady came from hard upbringings, you know, not a typical home that we would think that we should have. she stuck on to me. And I realized in every 2 weeks when we were getting our hair done, it was a mentorship opportunity. Where, you know, she would ask me questions, you know, she would tell me a little bit about boys. She may have some mishaps at school, and I would guide her. And I saw it as a real great opportunity for those 2 hours that though she was using my hair as a guinea pig at the time, you know, to further her creativity and craft, you know, I was able to guide her in the right direction. She said, Auntie, don't let me go down the wrong path. I made a promise to her that when she's finished CP at the time, she was at Courage and Parish, she would go on to do cosmetology at Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute. And she did further her cosmetology skills that she finished. And I told her that I would try my best to open a salon for her. I went back to UV and I did the seed program. And I entered the competition and I came third. And the funding from that, I was able to open the salon in September. Thanks be to God. It has taken a lot out of me financially.
Your mic, can you say move your mic, please? Sorry, ma'am.
No problem.
Move your mic, can you say. Everything I'm that happened, your host made it
through. Yes, I'm glad that he's up and running now.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Yes. So the whole idea and concept of the business is that we will use fresh graduates from TVET and SJPI who finished their cosmetology studies and allow them to come to the salon and further their experience in cosmetology, where we will not only be giving them the opportunity to have experience in cosmetology, but ensuring that we mentor them as well, keeping them grounded and guided to make a positive contribution to society. So we will also be hitting 2 birds with 1 stone, because when you're in the salon getting your hair done for 2 hours, you as the client also will be getting mentored, because only motivational stuff will be shown on the televisions. And before COVID, we had the idea of having motivational speakers coming in and doing live sessions. But because of COVID, we now have to stream everything. So the impact is hitting 2 birds with 1 stone, the staff and the clients. And we are hoping that in creating employment too, this can really change Barbados, you know? Too much do we think we only have white-collared occupations, but cosmetology is an area too that can produce good citizens if we only give them the opportunity. So me, with my small means, I am here trying to make that opportunity possible, not only for the cosmetologists that I have now, but for other young people to see that we can do it once we just believe.
Listen, man, listen, that is absolutely lovely. And
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, man. And I honestly don't know how we meet. Just one day find myself talking to you on WhatsApp. I don't remember how we get your contacts, how you get mine. And then when you tell me about what you are doing, mm-hmm. and then you tell me you also make sure you're qualified and certified. Mm-hmm. And but I didn't know about the disability at first, and then you explained mm-hmm. to me the disability afterwards. So that was not what you start with. You understand? And and then you tell me about it, it's saying, you what? Are you doing what? It's a no, I must let people hear this story first before I deal with music, before I deal with rhythm and rhyme. I say must let people hear this story. I just want you to say again, please, because things like this, Adrian and I and Kid Sight, we talk about, like me and Kid Sight have many conversations behind the scenes about things like this and people like you in the community, you know, who are like real heroes, not the people that we might not know or look up to, but people that honestly try, because it's easy not to try. For me, I'm a big able-bodied person, extremely strong, extremely healthy. You know, everybody love me, and who hate me still love me because of what it's do. And for me, not really thinking like, nah, I ain't trying. But so imagine now for you, your challenges, and I never, all our conversation I have with you was never down-spirited, never sad, always a go-getting attitude. What inspired you to say, well, listen, I only want to overcome my struggles. I want to help young people overcome their struggles as well. For me, ma'am, that's admirable. You understand? That's what I live for. I want to know what made you think like that?
Sluggy, to be honest with you, if people didn't believe in me, I couldn't be where I am today. And not just the support of my family, but the village that has raised me. there. I could call my primary school teachers, secondary school teachers, and even strangers who made a valuable impact in telling me I can achieve despite the challenges I have. And I think it's only in my own spirit for me to give back and give back in this way. I am not a rich person. I am honestly here hoping to God that I could continue this venture with sponsorship for my marketing. But it is just a will of me to say that, you know, God is going to make a way. He brought me this far, and I'm going to make a way and continue to make a change. My goal is that Just Believe will not only stop at cosmetology, it will go further than that. Because we have to believe in our young people. Too far do we say this is who we are, and we keep that mindset for who we are. But we have to extend our hands now and say we are helping our fellow man, especially in this time. This time is not, it's this pandemic is where we have to stretch our hands out and say we're helping our brother and our sister and truly be good neighbors and keep our promises. So I made that promise to that young lady, and I am trying my best to uphold it to change that life. And she too then will be able to change somebody else's life. It's just what we are. We are humans, and we got to do this for each other. We have to believe in our people.
Oh, yes. That is beautiful. And Ronnie, I remember a time, because it wasn't right, Ronnie. I remember like in the 90s, when I was very young, early 90s, every community had these kind of people, bro. I told you, it was in Jackson. Jackson had everybody. He wasn't even one of the most popular in Carrington Village. They didn't even talk about Carrington Village. Black Rock, I talk about places that I used to go daily because my family lived. You used to have this in every community, Ronnie. What do you feel that it is so spirit in the community? No, you think it's just because of social media?
Well, social media helps. It definitely helps. When you compare a generation ago, 30 years ago, the type of communication challenges and the immediacy with which you could share, not just, you know, things that young people share, but serious things, ideas and thoughts and encouragement. It's so different now. So good things can happen. And, you know, I'd just like to applaud you, Katrina. I think it's awesome what you're doing. And I certainly will recommend a few people. If they're asking me any questions about hair and them type of things there, I think it's just awesome. Hearing your story is very, very inspiring. And it's one of those things that Sluggy always gets the opportunity to, or chooses to use the opportunity to highlight and shine the light on. These things aren't normally seen, heard, or known outside of the immediate circle of people who understand. But this is great. This is super. So Sluggy, yeah, social media can make a positive difference or a negative impact. But this is definitely positive.
Yes. It is true. And I really, really appreciate you engaging in these things because it's something above and beyond. And it truly share the sentiment. It truly is a beautiful story. And I really, really wish you so much success, Katrina. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And
thank you, Sluggy.
Yeah, that is no problem, ma'am. And I could not start my show without speaking to you first. I just think it's my duty as a man. You know what I mean? You're a lady. And I'm not saying only because you are a black queen, but I will not make no apologies. It's 99% because you are a black queen. And it's my duty to protect you all at all costs. And then, secondly, you are looking out for young people, not just yourself. So I must applaud you. And before you go, I just want to get my brethren, Adrian Green, in here quick before you go, because we must give some blessings. Adrian, good evening, Mr. Green.
Good evening, Sluggy. Good evening, Ronnie. Kids like Jahan, Jay, Rock and Drums.
Yes.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Green.
Yes, and Adrian, remember you and I having conversations, bro, about the community and the villages and getting back that electricity. Remember we having that conversation a lot. We even spoke a little about it on you could call your name on CBC and on one of the shows with the charter and so on. And would you believe that was the day? I ain't sure if they said you watch the show on CBC or whatever, but that was the day. After we having that conversation, then after we doing the TV, that was the day that this lady here contacted me. After that conversation you had with me, bro, the same things you were saying, how we, because these small businesses, so important for community development still, Adrian.
As an artist yourself,
why besides art, some things like that you like to see so much, bro?
Well, what this story brings home to me is, you know, Katrina, if you don't mind me calling you Katrina.
No problem.
Talked about differently able as opposed to disabled, right? And what she exemplifies is the fact that the only real disability, the only real disability is in your mind, you know, because, you know, there are many of us, as you said, Slavi, walking about with two arms working perfectly, two legs working perfectly, and we look to everybody else as though we are perfectly able. But in our minds, because of some experience we have in the past that we're still holding on to, or because of something that someone may have said to us that made us feel as though we were lesser than, or we can't, or maybe we have failures or background that we are ashamed of. Our bodies are able, but in our minds, we are held back. We are disabled. And what Katrina is demonstrating is that if your mind is willing, you will find a way. If you have the will, if you have the attitude, and if you have the spirit to do it, you can find a way to do it. I think that is so beautiful. I have two daughters, Katrina, and we love to hear, because doing, you know, doing here with some tick, you got children with some tick here, it ain't easy.
I know.
And what your story also exemplifies is the power of community. You had somebody in your life who was able to help you, and who you were able to help, a symbiotic relationship. You all worked together to build a business. Mm-hmm. She had skills with her two hands. You had a vision and a mind to take those two hands and build a business out of them. I mean, it is really amazing, and I commend you 100%, full 100.
Thank you, Adrian.
Oh yes, no problem. And Katrina, the reason why we wanted to speak to these people, and like Mr. Clark and Adrian, and make sure I got like a hand you on the show on record on Drive and Kids, like, because these are also like my family. You understand these people that I go to every day, because you can't do it alone. So just letting you know, that is not just my strength behind you. Understand, is all these people who are at my call. And I must say, Barbados, I'm extremely appreciative that I could call somebody like Kid Sight anytime. Yeah, bro, tomorrow. And it's no problem. So I don't take it for granted, don't get me wrong. But just letting you know that my team extremely strong. This is not a brag. This is just me speaking fast. My team's strong, and it got you. I want you to let Barbados, know where they can find you. Barbados, you support me a lot. I must say, especially when they come on Starcom, and Ronnie could tell you, you only have to say something once, and my phone will go mad, and they will see me on Facebook saying, thanks, I get this, I get that, so it'd be proof. I don't just say it, will go on social media, and sure you get the proof. So Barbara, this one, you all support me a lot. I want you all to support this lady. She's going to give her information now. I want one to support her. Even if you don't want her here, do still pay for her here. She will do somebody here for free, for the here. Do pay for. You understand? Like, I know that. You don't got to tell me, I know you. So Barbara, support her. Katrina, give them your info. And my brigade is going to support you for sure. So let's take your time. Make sure you give out all your info. I know right now you see it showing off on me. I see about social media. I see. I see. I ain't want to tell you my ear. Oh, I see a post and it advertises on all social media sponsored. They say, woo, my girl marketing boy. That you got quick, before you go to the information, you got a marketing team, or you got a team?
Yes, I have somebody.
Shout out your team. Shout out who the person is, man.
My God-given marketing managers is Andre Mark Daniel.
Hold on a second. Don't move. No, Kid Sight. The reason why this name is critical is Kid Sight, who, as you know, is the king. Andre Daniel is one of the keyboard players in the festival band.
Yes.
You understand, for Pick of the Crop. And he's also one of the premier keyboard players in BIM. He's played with Arthur Tapping, Nicholas Branca, everybody. And
this is great.
Yeah, it's just so weird that music is just connect everything. It's just turning that brag there for the musicians. So you say that Dreadan, our boy Dreadan, the music expert is your mark. He's a genius at marketing, by the way.
I know.
So a shout out, Dreadan. Okay, so you see how the families come together. You see how he's being one circle, where we got to work together. Because look who the person that's your marketing manager. Look who it happened to be. Dreadan.
He just scored a song for me.
He just scored a song for you?
I can't find the scores for that song at all. A song called Mistaken Identity. They don't mistake me for Gabby. I can't find the scores at all. Yeah, I got him to score it for me.
Listen, Katrina, you want to tell me, right? Listen, I ain't getting spiritual because you know it's Rastafari. But listen to me. You want to tell me that so happened that the name you call can't say on the show. And the same person that has do that for you is the person who scored music for Kid Say, the same exact person.
That is amazing.
That's not coincidence. That's God telling you right now you're blessed. So give Barbara some information and let them know where they can find you.
Yes, the salon's number is 286-2474. So I'll repeat again, 286-2474. And social media, if you go to Facebook, it's Just Believe Beauty Salon. And on Instagram, it is @just_believe_246.
Could you repeat them, please?
Yes, please. Thank you, Ronnie.
Yes, you want the numbers again?
Everything.
Okay. Come and give me a second here. Let me make sure I give you the correct information.
No problem. Take your time explaining it. No problem.
Yes, please. Telephone number 286-2474. And Facebook, Just Believe Beauty Salon. And Instagram, @just_believe_246.
Excellent.
Awesome. Yes. Well done. And once again, thank you. Of course, this is not going to be the last. And I'm going to invite you on social media as well. You know, on social media, we do the 1800 nightly. So I got you there too. And I just want to wish you all the best.
Anytime.
And please don't be a stranger. And thanks for having such a good heart. And like Adrian said, you point out that the only disability sometimes is being our minds. And that's very powerful words. So thank you. And I wish you a great night.
You too. And thank you so much, BOB family.
No problem. Thank you again.
Yes, bye-bye, Barbados.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So,
yeah, people, that was Katrina Reese. You know, Just Believe Beauty Salon. You know, you must big her up again. Again, wish her well as she excel. Leave us this evening. Wish her all the success in the world. And appreciate it. Now, good to the youth first. I want 100 Daniel. Good evening, 100 Daniel.
Good evening, Barbados.
Let me speak to you quick. Good evening, ma'am. I want to start to bring out a new song despite all the challenges. But then I saw you post some results. So although you bring up music, you see you still doing A levels. How quickly you manage all of that in this pandemic? Still manage to pass all your A level exams, still manage to bring up music. How you balance all of that, and what are you still putting up with music? Straight.
Well, as a natural scientist, music is the restoring force. So I have to always find the time to put music out there. And music is actually, I guess I would have to say, what keeps me, you know, in equilibrium, keeps me balanced. So Jam Right Day, Rack and Drums, like that's my brother there. Like, I mean, put enough respect out there. So we were sitting one day and the chorus came about, and then eventually, you know, as you modify something, that turned into an entire song, and that's where them vibes come from.
Love it, love it. And I just want to tell you on air, public, just want to tell you on air, congratulations on doing a good job, you know. The song is nice, obviously, and congratulations on still maintaining your studies. And on behalf of myself and Bingo Talent and Starcom, I just find it fitting that we must continue saluting young persons like yourself who continue to be in the arts, but still continue to be an academic and still continue to push positive vibes, you know what I mean? So we must salute you for that, Ahanje. Keep up the great work.
Sluggy.
Thank you.
Yes, please. Yes, Adrian, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, if you don't mind, Ahanje, you made a statement.
I don't mind at all, buddy.
Thanks. Ahanje, you made a statement just now. I would like you to repeat. You said, as a natural scientist, music is a what?
A restoring force.
As a natural scientist, music is a restoring force.
A church shall lead them. A church shall lead them.
Powerful statement. Thank you very much for that. The way you call balance.
Yeah, she does. Yes, I'm brilliant. A brilliant young lady, Adriana. Not just a singer, but you know, academic as well. And I love it. And it must big up Rack on Drums too. Another positive youngster. I hear this big tune. I want a party. So I want a party winning all kind of competitions. And I understand that this song was produced by this 18-year-old young man in Barbados, sung by one of our greats, Mr. Statement, you know, who's an excellent songwriter himself. So you just want to say Rack on Drums, 18 years old, during the pandemic, still putting out work. What is continuously giving you that drive and passion, young man? And to remain positive, because I ain't hear a gun song yet. I ain't hear a nasty song yet. All the song is just either partying or pure enjoyment, pure love or pure vibes. Why this continuous feel good feeling in your music despite this trying times, buddy?
Well, first of all, good night to everyone.
Good night, bro.
Well, music for me is a first love, is a passion. You know that I just love to do music. Everything is music for me. So if I cooking, I got music playing. If I even when I sleeping, I be listening to music. So music is just within me.
Nice. I love that. And how was it? Just speak quickly. How was it being so young but working with someone like Statement, who frankly was a baby would have had big tunes, but you managed to be finding yourself so quickly, so young, working with someone like that. How was that experience, bro?
Well, to be honest, the experience was a great experience. Like working with artists and different things, and the recording process of the song was a very fun but still challenging, because they never record artists like that ever in life. Like, you know, I used to record like my little friends and my little family when I was younger. But recording somebody very seriously, you know, the show put me in a different frame.
Wait, hold on, slow down, bro. That was your first?
Pardon me?
That was your first?
Recording an artist?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, that was my first time actually recording somebody like that.
Well, that's great, bro. And the song just take off. You knew when you heard the song that it would have taken off or you was just waiting to see? I want to hear the truth.
Well, at first, I didn't really like the song, but it started to grow on me. Like, when he was sending me the voice notes on WhatsApp, so he was sending me voice notes singing this song, I want a party. And I was just saying it was an ordinary song, but I started to listen back to the voice notes, and it started to grow on me. And then one day I just got it and went on my laptop, and he sang a melody. I put on the melody inside the program, and I started to build around the melody, and it turned into be a wanna party.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And it's very relevant in response to the COVID period and the COVID fatigue. They're a very relevant song.
And this does kids say?
Yeah.
I glad you jump in there, because again, let you speak about the importance of the young people know, although they're doing this music, making sure they're registered and taxes and so on, but quickly, as a songwriter, kid say, and a performer, because you said that it was very fitting and it was painting the picture of the time, but I like how the music and the lyrics match. For you, because I'm glad that you know the song, I love when the older people like myself know the songs.
For you, songs of the song. as a songwriter, you want to keep relevant, you got to keep following what is there on the cutting edge. And that was very, that was a very good song. It was very fitting for the COVID period. You know, people want to party, people want to get out. It kind of want to release, you know, that song was very appropriate.
Yes, and this is for kids like Annie Adrian. You feel that because I find for me, this is just for me, I find that when music really paints the closest honest picture, when music do that, I find that be successful most of the time. Like Adrian, I can say, like, why is that? I know sometimes people say like fan songs is make it, yes. But I find that when a song depicts the time close as honest as possible, I find is always hit. Why does connect with the community as well as the radio station? Because every song can say, you will notice, every song that connect with the community don't connect with the radio. But what you find that songs like that is met that match between the traditional media, you know, they social media, but still the community, because I want to party, touch all three of them places. So Adrian, I can say, why art like this is affect the community so much? Adrian and Kisai.
You know, go ahead, Kisai.
All right, the artist reflected his mood and he was successfully being able to reflect his mood in the song. And when you're able to get that connection in creativity and reflecting what you feel and tuning in of the vibes that are out there, when you can make that connection, you usually have a successful song. So that is what that's what happened to that song. It came out of the guts of the artist. You really want a party? You want to get a one party? And he really reflected it in the song. And it was in tune with the community, in tune with the youth and the public. And whenever you do have a song like that, you have to make that connection. It always does well. So that's what I would say to it.
Like, those songs always do well. Yeah. Brilliant. It's like brilliant. Go ahead, Adrian.
My feeling is that art in general, and music in particular, is culture.
Correct.
And when a piece of art, when a song can accurately represent a culture, and by culture I mean the way of life, the feeling, the emotion, the mentality of a large group of people, that's when you know you have a successful piece of art. Baggy Nkente got a line, the spirit of 250,000 people. So when you have a song that comes out of a community and reflects what those people in the community are feeling, and if those people in that community are feeling it, if a group of people in a particular area are feeling it, you can best believe that a group of people somewhere else, maybe even on the other side of the world, are feeling something similar. That's what great artists do. They capture, condense, and distill the feeling of a culture, of a community, of a group of people. So when Bob Marley sing Trench Town Rock, it ain't only the community of Trench Town that could feel that. That's the base. That's where the vibe comes out of. But those human beings in that area are not radically different from human beings in another part of the world. And if Bob can capture that feeling of those people from that place, chances are that song will represent a group of people from somewhere else as well. Music is culture and community distilled and represented.
I want to add something this slug that I've never heard mentioned yet, and I've always noticed it.
Take your time, bro.
There are great artists like what is said there about Bob Marley, great artists. But then now there are artists that are embodiments of the culture itself. They're not necessarily great artists, you know, but they represent the culture. And I, in my years as kids, I have brought up some artists here in Barbados that are like that. Fat Man, back in the 80s, Fat Man was the embodiment of the dub culture in Barbados. He represented the culture. So that's why everybody liked Fat Man, because he reflected it. And then the culture did a little shift, you know, as the generations come in. And then I saw Lil Rick became the embodiment of the culture. I was always on the peripheral, bringing songs and creating songs, but I never was the cultural embodiment artist. But then the artists who they dress, there, what they say, how they behave, they represent the culture. So you have these kind of artists also that emerge. And then they also have people like, as Adrian said, Bob Marley's, and those are great artists that can write at any time. Of course, Bob Marley himself reflected the culture too when he talked about Trent Stone. Recently, the guy that Bob Marley sang about died when George used to make the fire light.
No woman, no cry.
Recently died. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Georgie, who met the Kwame Porridge and Trent Stone.
And remember, Bob Marley put him as a co-writer to ensure that he never ran out of money.
Yes,
great.
What? Yes, he did.
Explain, Ronnie.
Yeah, but Bob Marley put him as a co-writer. So he would get a piece of the royalties and never lack resources for what he wanted to do.
Oh, nice, boy. That is admirable. So he don't always want to write her. So yeah. Every time royalty check ping, one have to pay to him.
And rappers have been doing that for many years. Putting their children as co-writers, putting their friends as co-writers. You know, that's a strategy. Some of the artists saw that long time ago, because you know some of the artists from the 50s and 60s, especially black artists, never had financial security in spite of stellar careers. But the generation 30 years ago, people like Nas, etc. And Nas is a multimillionaire now. Of course, Jay-Z's a billionaire. Yeah. They've Wu-Tang Clan. These fellas have been doing that for 25, 30 years because they see the mistakes of the previous generation and say, listen, we're not getting this money freely. We're working for it. People aren't investing in us because they don't see what we're doing as traditional. And now there's nothing more mainstream and traditional than rap music when it comes to generating revenue. Although the content of what is rap music, because hip-hop is the culture. Hip-hop has four elements. Rap is a part of that culture. DJing, breakdance, and graffiti are the other three. They saw that very clearly, that they needed to generate some money for their friends and families so they could invest too, you know. And Bob Marley, remember, No Woman, No Cry, 1974, 1975, the album Natty Dread. So he saw that long before anybody. Even while artists were suffering, he was thinking about other people. And he wasn't old. He was in his 20s then. Or early 30s.
You know what? That point that Kid Site made just now, though, is a real profound point.
Yes.
You know, and it is something that I think we should really understand. You have people who can sing beautifully. You have people who are expert musicians. You have people who are songwriters extraordinaire that, you know, you just give them a topic and in a matter of minutes, they can come up with a song. But what Kid Site is saying is so true. You have people, they may not be the best singer. They may not be playing instrument well.
Yes.
They may not be great lyricists. But when you see them, when you hear them, they embody, they represent a large group of people, and people love them for being a representative. That's a powerful point, Site.
Like that would tell, like, Adrian, I say this all the time. This is the first time I say this. You can even go on Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme on VOB and interviews with Kid Site and myself, they just call him a genius. Like, Kid Site always drop these gems, you know, and then the parts of history. And then Ronnie is be able to come and pinpoint the time and the reason why. And like you said, Adrian, is the point that we think need to be driving home, that some people might not be the best or the greatest singers or whatever, but they embody what the culture look, feel, and song like. And Ronnie, those type of artists is who's inspired the superstars that we see. So like I remember reading a story like Michael Jackson saying James Brown inspired he. And I was thinking that Michael Jackson is the greatest thing ever, everybody mocking he. But then Michael Jackson in interview saying no. He the mocking James Brown. Met me went Ronnie and look at James Brown and say, whoa, James Brown is what funk look and feel like for real. Michael Jackson is the glamorized version of that. Michael Jackson is everything, the pop, the funk, everything makes. James Brown knows the real. And then me say, oh, we look at culture a little different, Ronnie. Like, when you really want to understand culture, the people that is really embody it might not be popular.
One of the aspects of that which is very important is when I look at James Brown and Michael Jackson, James Brown was proud and felt fantastic that here's this youngster who's looked at him and studied him and loves his work, and he's just gone on to a different planet, even to the Godfather himself. It's important to get that endorsement and that encouragement from the masters, especially those who have that prodigious talent. And I would say that doesn't always happen in my experience here in broadcasting and in entertainment. Remember, this year is 40 years since I first stepped on a stage as a performer. And that could be the difference between that person going to the next level, even at the everyday stage in terms of mentorship. And I know you guys are big on mentorship. We need to encourage the older persons who have done it, and especially those who've done it brilliantly, to endorse and bless and pass on that sentiment of satisfaction and, you know, happiness in seeing the success of the next big one, who will inspire many others. We don't do that. I don't hear that publicly at all from many of our elders. I tell you what I do hear, a sense that, you know, we're not shutting up shop and we're still here, etc. Especially in the Calypso arena, especially when there's a competition and when there's money and there's jostling for rotation. We've got to have a bigger picture. And if COVID-19... doesn't bring these things into perspective, I have to wonder what will.
Well, that I like that, and no, again, bring a hand here to read here quick. A hand here, you think, because I recently saw you and Tariq did a show with the NCF that had on all the persons as well. No, a hand here first and then Tariq. A hand here, like, What you think is important for, like what Ronnie said, like the older ones that did it already, working with the younger people. Now, what you think that is important, and how did you benefit in whatever way, whether it's Junior Monarch, Teen Talent, whatever it is, how did you benefit, even if it's a small part, from that, and why it should be done more?
Well, I think it's important because both sides of the spectrum have something to learn from each other, as in we learn from the veterans and the veterans do sometimes learn from us. So I think that the most important aspect of it would be the learning experience. And for me, it is always a joy to be on stage, or maybe even, well, right now I could talk for Gabby every day. We have been discussing the road to 2000 poems. And it is a joy to get up and to witness such, you know, like to be inspired by such. So for me, I think the learning experience is the most important and the most valuable part.
That's brilliant. And I'm glad you brought a real life scenario where you were benefited, even if it's just being inspired. So shout out to Gabby for that. No, Rack on drums, quickly. And because I saw you like hyper songs a lot, and then I saw you follow work with other artists, and so you link up with Bubbles as well. CJ mix this song along with you that Ahanja did. You know, CJ much older, but the importance of working with the importance of working with the older people, rock on drums. How did you benefit from that in the past, working with persons that would have done it longer than you?
To be honest,
yo.
To be honest, the older people workflows be a lot different to we workflows, because like sometimes them has got a longer way to get to where they want to get to, but in that longer way, you's learn a lot.
And like that.
So you learn how to step up. You's learn how to step the ladder.
Sometimes you will skip one rail
and climb to the top. But the younger generation, or like say for instance, you buy a laptop. The older people will have to read the manual, but the younger people can just take out the laptop and press the power button and on, and they know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you read the manual, you will see something in the manual that stand out and say, well, press F1 to do this, or press F2 to do this, or press this to do that, or press two things to do that. But if it's on the laptop, you wanted to know.
Listen, Tariq, let me show you something, bro. Like, you ever know, like, you know, explain in your way, in layman terms, but Adrian and Kate say no. I like where Ronnie take this conversation, especially Ronnie said he don't see it a lot, because I don't see it a lot either. So that way, ask the youngsters, right, Adrian and Kate say, and Ronnie, that way ask them how it benefit them in whatever small way, so that we can see by doing it a lot more, like Ronnie said, because we don't see it a lot, so that we can see by doing it a lot more what we can really achieve, because like Ronnie said, we must see the bigger picture. Now, hear this kid say, Aunt Adrian, Tariq just said that them as young people sometimes may want to do it a particular way, them way, which ain't wrong. He said, granted, I make that. But then he said, sometimes, and this is the powerful part, kid say, Adrian and Ronnie. He said, sometimes they doing it that longer way. You just see a step on the ladder that you skip. That does be important. That go rack on drums just said, you know. In his way, there's a youngster, you know what I mean? He said it in his way, but that's what he just articulated. Sometimes doing it with the older people and doing it them way, you just realize steps that you would have skipped that would have been extremely important to your development, you know, brother. So he glad he see that sometimes they're skipping their steps. So he's missed out parts. No, Adrian first, and they can say, because Ronnie said, we don't see it a lot, Adrian. Ronnie said, we don't see it a lot. And you're in a different field to me, but we all in entertainment and we link all the time. So, okay, say in one, Ronnie spoke about broadcasting, salient point. I could speak about singing. We could speak about the poetry and so on. Okay, say, can speak about his field. So we don't see it a lot in our fields at all. I want to hear from Kid Say. I want to hear from Adrian first and Kid Say. Why don't we see it? What wrong with we? I asked someone in plain Beijing, what happened to we? What's the problem? Go.
Well, Ronnie, I think Ronnie answered the question. You know, there's a feeling that because Barbados is so small, right? They only got so much room for stars, that embodiment of the culture that Kid Sight was talking about. Only a few can rise to that position. And sometimes the others who don't get that recognition, that who don't reach that tier, don't get the recognition that they are due. And I sense a little bit of sometimes, frustration at that lack of recognition, because for a small place, Barbados got so much talent. And when you got the kind of talent that some of these artists have, and people are not recognizing it because they can only see one person or they can only see another.
But because that, then we work together.
Be frustrating.
But together, together we can really make a move in the world, because 280,000 people and sprinkle them in the world, that's not much.
And let me tell you, Sagi, right? Let me tell you, and I'm not saying it only because they're here. I've said it to other people not in their presence. There are not many writers in the world that I can think of, songwriters, that can touch Calypsonians. And when it comes to writing calypsos, the announcer and Kid Sight are two of the greatest in the world. Calypso is one of the hardest art forms, I believe, in my opinion.
Listen, we can speak on that quickly, because Ahanje signed Calypso as well, and Juno Martin, I mean, come second and third, you know, man, and got songs as clear on, she got songs from Juno Martin as clear on Starcom. No. So we can speak about that, Ronnie, because I think, me, Sluggy, think that that's a fact. To write a calypso, because I've tried, So I can speak of a person as friend. I'm someone who everybody is be amazed at how talented they are. I'm someone that people is considered extremely talented. And they try running calypsos, Ronnie, you know that. And it's extremely difficult to be for 6 or 7 minutes to be so focused on a topic and to be so explanatory for 6 minutes, because normally a song would just be 2.5 minutes.
That ain't easy.
Ronnie, that is Ronnie and Casey, that is be crazy. Like, how like what state of mind, Ronnie? What state of mind? Because you still kind of work every day and you just work hard because I work with you for more than a year. So I see it. It'd be crazy hours. What does it take, bro? Like, seriously, for that focus to write a one song.
Well, let me hear from Kid Sight. Kid Sight's the four-time king, and I would have been on the scene with Kid Sight when I came in 85 as a rapper. So I would do what they would put in inverted commas, conscious rap. And Kid Sight, of course, you look at Minibus and Hall and History and Our Hero and them kind of songs. And then Kid made the transition into Calypso. And I think the first big one he had would have been Things Ain't Changing Boat Here At All. And not that the other songs that came prior to that weren't good. And then he's just continued. So, and if you look at Tech Down Nelson, that was virtually re-released as a result of the attention to the removal of the statue of Lord Nelson in Heroes Square. So Kid Sight has about 20 programs worth of details, but I'd like to hear from Kid first.
Truth.
One of the things I would point out, when people talking about me in relation to the dub and the calypso, is that they should always remember that I never stopped doing social commentary. I did social commentary in dub, and I did it in calypso. So it was easy to move and keep, like as Slaggy said, 6 minutes to doing one topic, because it was always doing it in the dub. That's something that a lot of young people don't do now. They don't do social commentary in dub. And I found out that when I did the song early up in this year, Lockdown was social commentary and dub. But it was like a strange thing to the young people. They didn't understand, they don't seem to practice it anymore. And I tried to identify why the young people don't understand how to do social commentary and dub. And the answer was because they don't sing in front of the community crowds anymore. So we have to start and bring them back in front of the communities again. Because I sharpen my skills in front of the community crowds and dub crowds and thing doing social commentary and dub. Then it was easy then to move over into calypso. But then, having said that, you got to have a strong understanding and liking for calypso. And my upbringing was growing up in the 60s, in the mid, I born in the mid 60s, and then all through the 70s, the Radio Fusion was pounding calypso, was playing calypso all the time. So I grew up hearing a lot of calypso and understanding what calypso was. So if you don't understand calypso, you will find it very hard to keep that focus in writing calypso. You got to listen to a lot of the exponents of calypso in Trinidad and the Antigua and the rest of it. And Barbados are kind of limited, you know. They always say Sparrow Kitchener, but there's so much other guys. And there was a Sparrow Kitchener, there's a Stalin, there's a Chalk, that's Croco. But there's Valentino, there's Blakey, there's Spoiler. There's so much other guys that you can listen to. And so it got to be very broad. When you have a broad outlook on these things, and you look at all the other exponents, then you will learn how to do it eventually. And so it was kind of easy for me to do it, having grown up hearing it all the time and listening to all these exponents. But it was blessed that I had two mentors from Trinidad, Ansel Marquez, who introduced me to a lot of other calypso, and Patrice Mendoza, who was my arranger for the first 17 years of my career as a calypsonian. So I was very honored to have these people as my two mentors, Ansel Marquez and Patrice Mendoza. Well, the calypsonians were Gabby and Romeo and Griner, but I was kind of blessed to get all those people in my corner.
Yeah, 7:25, we don't have much time left. I would say, Adrian, thanks for the support with your comments. There's so many things that can be said, so little time. But I think that a passion for language, when I say reading for pleasure, I mean it. Reading is important. Reading is what has taken me to any position or arena that I have been blessed to be at to this point, whether it be a physical location or an oral location. Then the artist, the background of my parents, etc. But I would say that you have to be sincere in what you perform. And if you write what you perform, then you better be a part of what you're supporting and promoting. It's easy to come across as fake, trite, or singing something for the sake of a competition, if we look at Barbados, or to gain favor with certain people, parties, organizations, and interests. If you are sincere, you've got to be truthful. You have to be factual. And if you practice that in your everyday communication, especially in things like WhatsApp chats where standards are often not considered when people engage other persons, then that will put you in good stead. So you have to be authentic. You have to be sincere. Otherwise, it just rings like an alarm that this is not genuine. And kid, I'd say that the artists today, the younger artists, especially the Bajan, as we call them, dub artists, but dancehall now is really the name that has manifested in Barbados. Yeah, we know some guys talk about murder and guns and some raw sexual content, which is a part for many of their experience or their view of life. But these songs, as we put in inverted commas, the conscious songs, the songs about struggling and living in the ghetto and hustling. You know these phrases and terms and descriptions that are common today that the older generation is uncomfortable with. There are some very good songs, very good lyrics and verses in there. I think you know, people like Chieftain have a couple of songs that you say for sure. And before that, you would have had Rick, Ram, Kid Sight. So we didn't only, get lit, as they say, in 2021 and 2020. It's been happening a long time. And when you consider Gabby's sincerity and authentic nature of his material, Bags, which is written in a different way, but if you look at their careers and the things that they've addressed, you can have a picture of life in Barbados by a Barbadian from two different regions, essentially one in the city and one in St. Philip in the east, and get a comprehensive idea as to what has happened, what could have happened, what should have happened, why it did, why it didn't. And it's art. You have to be genuine. If you're not authentic, and you know what? All of us in here that have written anything like that, we upset people. We upset institutions. Yes. We upset ideas and philosophies. And you have to do it. I remember as a rapper, I come up with Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five and a Melly Mel and Public Enemy, Tribe Called Quest, right through from day one, from the party stuff of Sugar Hill Gang and West Street Mob into the real Serious Brothers that came out. And then that gave way to Nas and Jay-Z and you name it. And then you had the seedier side like Cypress Hill, etc. So you just immerse yourself in the real content. Some people just sing songs and create songs because they want to win. They break it down. If I do this at this verse and I put my hand like this and I raise my eyebrow and the background vocalist punch there and then I wait for the drum to hit, etc. Yeah, we understand that. But sometimes that's just mechanics to impress a panel of seven people that may not even feel what the majority of people feel. So you've got to be sincere, genuine, and authentic. If you're not, you might win something, but it may not last.
I like that, Adrian. Parting words, Adrian. Parting words on that. And before, Ahanjay, I want to thank you for coming through. Keep up the great work. Of course, it's not going to be the last. I want to thank you for all the good work you're doing. And I wish you all the best, Ahanjay. So before you go, thank you very much for coming on this evening.
Thank you for having me.
That's no problem. Rack on drums, youngster. As usual, keep up the great work, bro. And of course, you know, Bim got talent. And we here at Starcom We support all the youth doing positive things. So keep up the good work, Raekwon Drums, and we here for you, bro.
Thank you very much, Dougie, for having me. And you keep up the great work, too.
No problem, my brother. No, no, Adrian, your partner was great on what Ronnie said. Ronnie said that you're you must be sincere and authentic. Your parting words on that part.
That is real. That is true.
Yes.
If you feel it, other people can feel it too. If you don't feel it, people can feel that you don't feel it. Ronnie walked the walk just now by calling out Chief Dane. And I guess my parting words will be this, that while many of the dancehall artists may not be singing the kind of social commentary that Kate Sight and Ronnie do, I cannot neglect to point out that some of them, Dog Bite Ya, are some amazingly talented lyricists.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
The writing blows my mind as a writer.
Can't deny that.
Gotta put that in there.
Well, yes, and Kid Say one, thank you too, but I just let Barbara just know Kid Say and Adrian will be back next week. Kid Say have to come and speak to the importance of what we should register, have your time as number as artists, and what tax filing tax is important. And Kid Say will be doing a course on that as well. So Kid Say will be back next week at 6:30 to speak about the course he's going to teach and what is important to fill your taxes. And Kid Say, just want to tell you thanks a million for coming on board with Beating Rhythm and Rhyme. I appreciate you coming on board, bro. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
No problem. Anytime.
Good, Ronnie, Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. And this has been great. Our first show about our launch, I think it was amazing. And thanks for all your support, my brother. And have a great night. And VOB Country, your boy Sluggy Dan loves you. And I'm out.
Yeah, and we finish with a big one. This one's called Get Up, Stand Up. It's James D. Lovell featuring Adrian Green.
Woo!
I know that I shall be excommunicated from among the congregation of the consecrated. I shall be berated and called infidel and heretic, anti-religious, anti-Christian, anti-Muslim, anti-Rasta, anti-Semitic.
Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up on your line.
You see the true belief.
Get up, stand up.
Burning a hole in their protective ozone layer of ceremony and prayer.
Right. Hear this. You see the true believer? Huh? You still got transforming, you know? You still got moving along. So can't only be meditating when this one here so no.
Serious at the heart attack, we have to stand. The lessons from the past, they are there for us to learn. Can't get it like you know. Freedom you must earn. So I stand and help the fire burn. Every corner.
Yo, let me reason a little bit for this one here, Sola. You get your idea right. Do your research, man. Check out and see what it's worth, you know what I mean? Live their dream, boss. Yeah? Yeah, man. They will always be demons. They will always be hypocrites. But just keep yourself on the straight side. Fight for your right. There ain't nothing else to do. There ain't nothing else. What else you can do? Stand there, let people take advantage of you, huh?
The true believer has become in truth the true deceiver of brethren, children, sistren, and self. But thank God, man-made religion could never stand up to the light and the heat and the truth of the Son of Man. Spiritual wickedness in high and low places. Children, watch what they do. Don't watch the faces. Don't be afraid to step in and check things out, but count the paces so you can find your way out of their ghettos, their heights, and their terraces, their little stereotypical box. I know that I shall be excommunicated from among the congregation of the consecrated.
I shall be berated and called infidel and heretic, anti-religious, anti-Christian, anti-Muslim, anti-Rasta, anti-Semitic, because their holy scriptures are flammable, and my lyrics, my logic, my entire being is pyrotechnic.
If you're standing for nothing, then you're falling for everything. Blind full of our eye, the enemy are leading. Don't live your life without substance and meaning. But Mali Peter touched down to me, we said bleeding. Organized and centralized for a positive reason. Unity is strength, show love in every season. It is for the future, show the strength to the children. Don't fear the truth, ourselves we must believe in. And me say,
get up, stand up.
Brethren, children, sistren and self. But thank God, thank God, man-made religion could never stand up to the light and the heat and the truth of the Son of Man. Spiritual wickedness in high and low places. Children,